It's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think you're looking at motor racing this week, is that right?
Yes, a bit of a change. This is actually the Boreham connection with motor racing.
Didn't know there was one.
Yeah, there was. And for a few years, it attracted some big names, actually. Mm. I'm talking people like Stirling Moss, John Surtees, Mike Hawthorne, name dropper that I am. Yes, it was post-Second World War, late 1940s. And of course, having come through 6 years of war, people were very keen to not only try and get back to something resembling normality, but also to enjoy sport that they hadn't been able to enjoy during the war years. Mm. And there was a motorcycling circuit set up at Boreham. It was on 3 miles of land, spare land, and we're told that the track was 50 foot wide. So you're talking 3 miles long, 50 foot wide.
Yeah.
And it was set up, the first race was run in 1949.
Right.
Sadly, it was fairly short-lived because the venture just ran out of money. In the end, it just ended because there weren't enough people coming to watch. But for a time, between 1949 1952, it attracted large numbers of people to watch some of the greats at motor racing and motorcycle racing. In 1952, the land was sold when the track finished operation, and it was sold to Ford's, and they used it as research and development centre for their vehicles.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. And what are you looking at next week then?
I'm going to be looking at Mr. Daniel Defoe.
Okay, thank you.